Oh boy.
Today's reading is from Book of Psalm, chapter 34, verses 11 through 14. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and covets many days to enjoy good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace, pursue it. The word of the Lord.
The gospel today is from Mark chapter 10. They came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Throughout this season of Lent, we are journeying with Jesus to Jerusalem through the lens of the Gospel of Mark. This gospel is a thrilling read, and I recommend every one of you go home this week and read front to back. It's a succinct and fast-moving gospel. And what we find is that throughout this gospel, you get a clear sense that Jesus and his disciples are journeying all the way to Jerusalem. They do not slow down for much time at all, but keep a fast pace as Jesus goes from town to town, healing, performing miracles, and letting him know who he is. But there is this secret. Throughout Mark, you see again and again where Jesus says, "Do not tell them who I am, for he is the Messiah." In today's reading, immediately after Jesus predicts his death for the third time, James and John seem not to get it at all. Immediately after he predicts his crucifixion, James and John propose that Jesus should prepare a place of honor for them on the left and on the right, and that they would be part of Jesus' royal kingly lineage. Instead of receiving Jesus' prediction of his crucifixion, of his own death, the disciples seem more interested in positions of power and authority. And while James and John squabble like two siblings who are squabbling over the inheritance of a father, the disciples scoff at them, and I can almost imagine them saying, "Dude, that was a really stupid question." And now, I know that we're all told from an early age that there is no stupid question. No stupid question we could ask anyone, right? But seriously, James and John were way out in left field when they said, "Jesus, make a place for us of honor." And Jesus had his hands full with these two and the rest of the disciples because he was trying to teach them what it means to be a servant. And we wonder if the disciples are ever going to get it. But someone does get it, Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus has no illusions about what's really going on. Bartimaeus is blind, he's a beggar. And he is somewhat of a person on the sidelines who might have been overlooked quite a bit. But he knows a lot of what Jesus is up to. People probably had been ignoring him for years, saying that he was just a beggar. He was no one really worthy of giving the time of day. But in fact, Bartimaeus was a man who was quietly paying attention all along. But he is quiet no more. In the reading from today, time and again, he just will not shut up. He called out to Jesus time and again, and the disciples were trying to keep a lid on him when he clearly got the attention of Jesus. Here's where Jesus was able to show the disciples what being a servant is really all about. Jesus healed Bartimaeus. Why? Because it was part of Jesus' mission to be a servant and to teach them what being a servant was all about. But I also wonder if Jesus healed Bartimaeus because he had the courage to ask. Could it be that simple? As simple as asking? Jesus healed Bartimaeus with no strings attached, no prerequisites whatsoever, all because Bartimaeus was brave enough to ask. Jesus did not require Bart to provide a personal testimony or go through confirmation class prior to his gift of healing. Jesus knew when Bart cried out to him that he trusted Jesus. And Bart could see the great with greater clarity than anyone else that day that Jesus had the power to heal him. Maybe it is that simple. Consider in last week's reading from Mark chapter 9, immediately after Jesus predicts his second prediction of his crucifixion, it says, "But they did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask." Well, Jesus says that we ought to be more like children, that we do not hesitate to ask. So what is Jesus telling us here? That we should be like the disciples who ask silly questions? Or like Bartimaeus, who is brave enough to ask for what he truly needs? I think yes to both. Sometimes I think that we overthink this life of faith. We unnecessarily complicate things. Just like James and John, we think about image, power, and influence. Bartimaeus shows us a powerful example of discipleship, and that is that he called out to Jesus in his time of need. Sometimes we think of faith being an intellectual matter. It's all up here, right? It's not down here. It's all up here, we think. We think we have to get it right. We have to have the correct theology. We mistakenly think that Jesus will show preferential treatment to those who somehow have it all figured out. But the meaning of faith in this text really is from the Greek word pistos, which means trust. Having faith means trusting in Jesus. It means having enough trust to go to Jesus to ask anything, anything at all, even the silly question. And I'm wondering today, if you could ask any question of God, any question at all, without regard for if it's a silly question or not, what would you ask? What would you ask for yourself or for someone else? I think I have someone back here. What would you ask God? For more friends. How about anyone else? What would you love to ask God but you've just never been able to ask? A deeper faith. Am I making that noise? Kathy would like God to help her friend Judy. Mark?
For my wife's book to be published soon.
Wife's book to be published, yes.
I would ask why it's so difficult to
have sex. Did you all hear that? I don't know if this is picking up. Why do some people have to suffer so much and other people seem to have an easy time of things? Why is that? What would it be like if we opened up our life of prayer and started asking these really tough questions? Elizabeth would ask for peace on earth. And I think when we pray, we often ask for what we need. But sometimes it takes courage to ask for the things that we almost feel silly bringing up. But Bartimaeus had the courage to say to Jesus, to trust enough in Jesus to say, I want to be healed. Now, healing comes in many forms. We've talked about this time and again. Healing sometimes comes in forms that we don't necessarily want. But God provides what we need. Let's pray together. Lord God, I ask that you would give us courage to be real with you so that we can become servants. I ask that you would teach us to pray, teach us to reach out to you and to trust you with our whole lives, not just the parts of you that we want to show the world, but with all of us, so that we can become servants for you. We pray this through Jesus our Lord. Amen.